Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Welcome back. Shane and Jacob with you today. We had a lot of baseball talk in the first hour, a little College World Series, a little Royals, a little All-Star game. And then toward the end of the first hour, Jacob brought up the NCAA transfer rules and the unfairness of it. And if you want to talk about that or anything you heard about, you can call us at 869-1240. We'll entertain your calls in the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline.
Hot right now, Shane.
And Larry has elected to do so. Hey, Larry, thanks for hanging through the break. What do you got?
Hey, morning, fellas. Hey, just on the transfer rule, a couple things. I think initially, I'm sure we agree, it was probably intended, or it is intended, to keep balance, keep the team somewhat balanced. You can't tell me that if Bill Snyder brought player X in and he played for a year or two and he was a hidden gem, that Saban might not come knocking for this guy if he's a potential All-American 2 years down the road. And maybe the coach doesn't do the knocking, but players talk and kids recruit each other. And I think you got to have something to keep somebody from poaching your roster. Now, not to say you can't go poach somebody else's roster, but if you're K-State, are you going to poach somebody off of Alabama more likely than Alabama is going to poach somebody off your team? And secondly, I think, you know, I don't have a real problem with the coaches transfer, you know, making them wait a year. I think there should be something.
There is something. It's called a buyout, and that's what I didn't bring up with Jacob.
Players don't get that option because they don't get paid.
The buyouts are variable. It's whatever the coach
right
negotiates. So in other words, make a hard number for everybody and make it hurt a little bit more that somebody can't just willy nilly come get you.
Mm-hmm.
The players, I guarantee you, recruit each other.
That part I totally agree with. You're right.
Back in the 90s, you can't tell me that if, looking back, that Michael Bishop wouldn't have, if what we're saying now would happen, Michael Bishop would not have been with K-State for 2 years. That's pretty much all I got.
Okay. Thanks, Larry. Sorry to cut you off there. But, yeah, the part I 100% agree with is players talk. And there's nothing to stop them from calling each other and say, hey, you know, now that there's a transfer portal or whatever, you should come play here. Or, you know, that's unpoliceable. We can't stop that, of course. But
I'll approach that a couple of different ways. One, they can do that now. I mean, they can. And if a player, whatever. Two, who cares if they do?
Agree. I mean, and there's nothing stopping them, but
I mean who cares if they do, in the sense that, so what if a player thinks they have a better opportunity somewhere else? At some point in college athletics, we have got to start looking to what benefits the player in what they're trying to do. Nowhere else, let's just isolate college. Nowhere else in college are we actively trying to hold back students from succeeding at the highest level.
Okay.
You don't make any other student, when they decide to change schools, sit out. If you're, if it, and it's not even athletics. If you're a star medical student, if you're a star law student, and you decide that you can get a better education or a better opportunity or a better potential to earn by going somewhere else and finishing there, there's nothing holding you back from doing that. And there shouldn't be, because you're, you know, you're one, in a lot of cases, you're paying to go to school there. But two, even if you were on scholarship, if you were on scholarship to be a medical student, that's not going to prevent you from going to another school to do something else because they offer something that the current school doesn't offer you. Like, at what point in college athletics do we start to look at what's right, what's the right thing to do for the students involved, not the fans, not the coaches, not the administrators, not the people making all the money off of these students who we will decide, I suppose, that cannot make a dime from this. Like, at what point do we give them any benefit of the doubt in letting them make the best decisions for them?
Yeah, you run into the commitment thing, though. I mean, I know you're going to come back with the coach, you know, was under contract.
Well, no, contract, it's a commitment. It's a commitment, but I'm walking away from that particular commitment. I'm no longer, if I decide to transfer away from K-State, I'm no longer going to be getting a scholarship from K-State. I'm going to get a scholarship from somebody else, or not, or whatever the case may be. But it's not like K-State just keeps giving me a scholarship after I leave. I don't get what I was getting out of K-State anymore. That's off the table now, and they can give that scholarship to somebody else that might need an opportunity. And you've got to let players decide if they want to stick around. You got to let players decide what they want to do. I can almost guarantee you that for the most part, you're not going to see impactful players leaving schools. The only time you see this is when people need an opportunity to play. You've gone somewhere. You don't think there's ever been a coach that promised a player something in a recruiting trip that didn't deliver? That didn't live up to their end of the commitment? Seriously? Coaches run players off all the time so they can open up scholarships.
Yeah, I know.
They take scholarships away all the time.
All right, Scott, you're up next on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Where you come out on this, Scott? Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my take on a couple of those things. You guys touched on players being paid, you know, a salary or whatever, depending on how much exposure you get. You talked about that yesterday, and today it's transferring schools. My take is, and I don't know the right answer, I don't think anybody does, but as far as players being paid, I think it's a bad road to go down because there's a lot of, well, I didn't get paid, and I played 4 years ago, you know. Add all that in. There's so many different variables. But as far as transferring, kids are not transferring schools for an education. They're transferring schools to play basketball or football or whatever the case is. So if you allowed people to just transfer, it'd be a circus. It'd be out of control. You can't control it at all. So the players, you know, talking about players transferring to get a better education, whatever. Half of them aren't even going to school. I say half, that's a bad number, but a lot of them aren't even going to school. They're just playing college just for sports. So,
yeah, but their education is to be an athlete. They're going to, why are they going to K-State? Because, or why are they going to Alabama or wherever else? Because they're trying to become a professional athlete. I've long been a proponent of the education should be money management and learning how to be a good pro athlete, and there are schools that are doing that now. But it doesn't matter. That's not for us to decide. They're offered scholarships under the same criteria that you're mentioning. And I'm not going to hold you to its half because I know you didn't mean that. But not caring about the education anyway, isn't that what the scholarship's all about or supposed to be all about? Otherwise, you're sort of coming to my side and saying, well, then let's not pretend they're student athletes and let's realize that in a lot of cases they're just there to try to get to the pros anyway. So don't waste your time with a scholarship. Give that to somebody who wants the education and instead give them a stipend to play sports. I mean, we're either going to say they're student athletes or they're not student athletes, but you can't have it both ways.
Well, this is a Pandora's box.
It is a Pandora's box.
But you're talking about,
are
they getting paid? Yeah, they actually do get paid. They get a stipend, they get free housing, they get free everything, plus they get money, walking around money, basically. So there is money and more than just the value of the scholarship or the value of an education here. And I don't want to turn this into a players. That could be
this.
2 hours of should pay
that,
players.
It is. And I get that. And I know that I'm on an island on that. And I don't have all
the
answers to it.
I wouldn't say necessarily you are. No, there's more people than you think that think like you do. We should be paying these guys.
But I don't think you can have both of these things concurrently. You can't be totally opposed to any sort of compensation, whether it be for likeness or whatever it is, and then also hold these guys hostage to not go, okay, well, if we're not going to be able to get paid here, like if I am a highly skilled a worker of a highly skilled trade, so if I'm a football player, if my trade is football, if that's what I'm highly skilled at, and I'm not allowed to earn at that until I get to the next level under the rules, whatever they are, right? Okay. So if you're going to have that, you then can't also hold me hostage to not allow me to go be able to do that somewhere. If I'm a five-star prospect and one of two or three that goes to play quarterback somewhere, and I was promised playing time by a coach when he walked into my living room and said, "We're going to have you starting on Saturdays. You'll be ready to go to the NFL and earn millions of dollars and be this great player." And then, oh, well, in the next year, they also brought in a five-star guy, and they could use him for an extra year. And you know, he's also a really good player. And now I don't have the ability to start. Now I don't have the ability to play at all, quite frankly. I think I need to go somewhere else so that I can play to get to that point that I was promised when I was recruited by a coach. But now I can't do that because I have to sit out a year to do that. So I lose another year of my ability to earn. I've already lost one or two because I can't get paid in college. Now I've got to lose another year because I got to sit out and wait. Also, that coach that recruited me, maybe he decided to take a different job. And another coach has come in here who doesn't like my abilities. So now I'm not going to play for him. I also can't leave to go play for somebody else until I sit out a year. And by the way, some of the rules now that they're saying in these transfers about documentation, you have to document and get it written down by an athletic director that a coach ran a player off or pushed them out of it. Is that really the road we want to go down? Players documenting these meetings at the end of a year?
Mm. Yeah, that's a rhetorical question.
I get it. We all love college sports and we don't want to see them go away. I don't want to see them go away. I love college sports. I love recruiting and signing players and the games themselves and all of the things that come with it. But we cannot pretend anymore that this is amateur athletics at every level. It's not. And guys, when you look at the end game and what's out there potentially for them, they have to be allowed to try and go be the best at what they do. And if it's not a place, sometimes that's out of their control.
869-1240, if you got thoughts on this, Mike does. We got Mike here, Jed. There we go. Mike, hey.
Hey, guys. It's Cooper, the Vipe guy. How we doing?
What's up, Coop?
Hey, I'm jumping on this because this is kind of this is something I actually write about quite a bit in the magazine. It's kind of a pet peeve of mine. We have all these discussions about paying athletes and stipends for athletes and – you know, athletes that are told to get back on the field, you know, when they're hurt and they shouldn't. All this stuff is related to such an incredibly small portion of the student athlete population. And we make all these decisions and we have all these debates around probably 1% or maybe even less than 1% of these student athletes who have any chance of becoming pro. I mean, the statistics we talk about in Vipe all the time is about 80% of all high school students play something or in band, cheer, something. About 4 to 6% of them go to college at any level, from community college to Division I. 1% of those are Division I kids, and less than 1% of those are professional athletes. So all of these discussions we have about paying athletes and the stipends and scholarship money and whether that should be looked at as pay or whether they should pay them more. All that stuff relates to those very small percentage of the students who have a chance to go pro. Most of these student athletes are actually there for the education. And that's what we don't look at. You know, we spend all of our time trying to make sure that the 1% that are going to be pro are happy with their college education. And the colleges have a very big interest in making sure they get those guys to come at least 1 year to the college because of the money they bring to the table.
Well, and that so one think, and that 1% too, Coop, is not going to have to worry about playing time, right? He knows he's going to be a professional more times than not, that
absolutely.
1%. So that, why would he bounce around from one school to another?
Shane, you're absolutely right. And so, you know, when this discussion now about the physical therapist and the team doctors and all that pushing a kid to get on the court that maybe shouldn't be playing, I guarantee you they're not talking to the fourth guy, you know, in the
and that's
on
a,
the offensive
that's
side.
That's a whole other.
You know,
topic
they're
too.
Talking to the guys that they know that are the marquee player, that have that chance to go pro, and that give them the best chance to win. Yeah, usually you've got backup on most of your other team guys. That pro guy, you probably don't have a very good backup for. And so they're the ones that get pushed to play when they shouldn't. I don't think the normal student-athlete is probably getting a lot of that pressure on them. Not that it doesn't exist, but it drives me crazy when we get into these conversations about paying athletes and what the scholarship is worth. And, you know, is it fair? Because it all relates to those guys that are going pro, and
I don't disagree with what you're saying. What I need to know, though, is so are you saying that it's not that big a deal to let that 1% transfer when they want because this rule only affects so few?
Well, on the transfer side of it, you know, I think that a kid should absolutely have the ability to decide out of high school whether they want to be pro or not. And, you know, I think the pro leagues need to, and they're doing better, but I think they even do better to give them better options for that. Yeah, so, but if a kid is not going to be pro right out of high school, you know, it probably means that they actually need some college time to get them prepared for the pros, if that's the pathway they want to take. You know, guys like LeBron and Kobe and those guys who went straight, there was never a doubt that they didn't need college, you know, and some of these guys that go for 1 year, they never needed that. So we should not make them make that choice that, hey, I've got to go play a year because that's the rule. Let them just go straight to the pros. But I think if you're not that kid, if you're on the bubble of whether you can be pro or not, and I think you make a commitment to a school. I'm not saying you can't transfer for some reasons, because there's other reasons that kids transfer. But, you know, I think you need to stay there. And I don't know what the minimum is, but 1 year.
Honor your commitment, basically, is what you're saying, Mike, right? Honor your commitment. Yeah. You committed to go
honor
there?
Honor the commitment.
Okay, thanks, yeah. Mike. We gotta keep moving.
Shane, do coaches always honor the commitment, though?
No.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Do coaches ever sit at the end of the year and push players out because they need a scholarship in basketball?
Yes, it happens.
Okay. They're not – what commitment's
okay.
honored there?
Oh, okay, but if
but,
that's
but
the,
even,
if that's
even
the
when
case,
that
then...
happens, even when that happens, a guy can't transfer without sitting out a year.
Okay. I'm kind of coming around here. So if that's the case, and look – this isn't working out, you should probably go somewhere else. To me, if the coach releases the kid, then that should preclude.
And that's always
that
been
should
the rule.
I know, but that should preclude him from sitting out if he goes somewhere else. You okay with that?
Agree.
Is that
yes.
at least baby steps?
Absolutely. Give me that middle ground. I'm fine with it. Because most coaches... And I don't want to villainize coaches at all. That is not my pride, because I think coaches do have the best interest of players most of the time. And I think it's why I commend a guy like Greg Marshall, who releases these guys all the time and always held that against Bill Snyder. Greg Marshall's always got the best interest of his players. Look at Alex Lomax. That mm-hmm. that could not have more directly impacted the Shockers, and he was fine with it. And I applaud that so heavily. Because a coach, when they do see it, because you take an active approach in this kid's life and their family's life, and it's not going to work out there, you want them to go succeed somewhere else most of the time, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And sure. forever, they've been able to release, a coach will just release the player from their commitments. Fine. In those cases, I don't think anybody should have to sit out. Now we're seeing in this new rule that you have to have written documentation that that happened, what happened in the meeting, and an athletic director signing off on the fact that a coach pushed a player out? That's what we need now? You really want to get to the underbelly of college athletics?
Okay, well, what's wrong with a little transparency? I don't want to start an argument there, but... okay, Dennis, you got the last word of the segment. Welcome in.
Yeah, well, I do think that there needs to be some kind of order and structure. It'd be complete chaos if every player, when he felt like it, could choose to go to another university when and where he wanted and didn't have to set out or anything. I mean, it would really mess up scholarship structure, team structure. What if 13 guys out of 13 scholarship for Wichita State decided, hey, we don't like the playing time we're getting. I think I ought to get more than 20 minutes a game. I'm going someplace else. All 13 of them leave, and that's okay with you. There's got to be some kind of structure. They have it in
Dennis,
high
that's
school it,
but
sports.
That would never happen.
Well, the thing of it is they have it in high school sports when you can't go from this high school to this high school to this high school every year, change high school. And let me tell you, Jacob, I'll bet you've got a non-complete compete clause in your contract, too.
Where I do.
You can't jump over to Cake Television when
I
you
do.
Want to and compete.
I'm being paid.
All right, we're up against it, and this could go on and on.
And I don't mean to cut you off, Dennis, but it's different because I'm being paid to work.
All right, but if you think the grass is green over at Channel 10, though, you can't just jump over there and start working.
Well, I can. I got to pay a lot of money.
Well,
and would be legally and would be taken to court. But I'm being paid. If you want to pay the players and tell them they can't transfer, I fully support that. Nobody, that's not going to happen. And 13 out of 13 guys aren't going to transfer. Your best players are going to stay because they're playing. And I don't think it should be a free-for-all either, but I darn sure don't think you should make it more difficult for guys to be able to go play somewhere. Why are we all so opposed to players playing? If you're an eighth guy off the bench and you want to go start somewhere, why are we all so opposed to somebody doing that? I don't understand.
All right, there you have it. A spirited top of the second hour debate that we didn't expect to have. And yet we did.
I love you, Dennis, by the way. Always appreciate your call.
All right, NBA free agency. Will Jimmy Butler fit in with the Houston Rockets? Where's Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson going to go while they rehab their injuries? Where's Kawhi Leonard going to go? What about the famous duos or teammate breakups over the years? As it pertains to the NBA. A little NBA free agent talk when we come back. Sports Daily.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.